Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here hosting Right Side Radio. Glad to be with you for another day. We're here 2 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. And listen, folks, it is once again another full day. I'm excited about some things we got coming for you today. I will let you know right now, in all transparency, technical difficulties are attempting to waylay the show, and we will not allow it to happen. Copper's running the board, keeping things sound. Hey, Copper.
Hello. Glad we made it.
Well, yeah, I'm glad we made it, too. I mean, so we were literally test running my Plan B systems here. Literally, what, like 30 seconds before we went live on the air, but... So Copper, if the gremlins try to go any further and my mic goes down, I'm going to jump on the phone. You can just plug me in and I'll talk to you on the phone the whole time.
That works. Right. Show goes on.
All right. That's right. It does. We got too much important business to cover here. I mean, come on. Well, listen, folks, I mean, it's like I said, a full news day, and you would not know it to watch, you know, some of the TV news, and AL.com has nothing on Afghanistan and other issues related to the world as we know it. But we're not going to let you have a day when, you know, they attempt to gaslight you and tell you things aren't what you think they are. We're gonna make sure that we are constantly providing you those things that are solid and conservative and just plain right, like we always say. But they're designed to entertain, to empower, to motivate you, really, and to make sure that you know how to go out and address those things that are happening in your world, and literally add your voice to the fray. I mean, that's so important right now. And it amazes me, really, how much misinformation is being spread by government. I mean, really. We're being told daily to believe that what we've seen and heard was not really what we've seen and heard. I mean, it reminds me of the old fable of the vain emperor who loved to lord himself over the people of his kingdom. And then he called for a new set of clothes. And two special tailors came. And they said they had magic cloth. And they would sew him a suit that only ones who would not be able to see it would be the fools and the idiots. And they were actually fake clothes. You know the story. It's basically they fixed him an invisible set of clothes, they said. But everybody was afraid to say something. And then he had a great parade, where he walked down the street parading his new invisible clothes, and the people knew that it had been said that the only ones who wouldn't be able to see it would be branded as idiots and fools. Well, no one could see it, but no one wanted to speak out. No one wanted to be branded a fool. No one wanted to be caught up in cancel culture. Except one small child finally looked up and shouted, "The emperor has no clothes on!" And it changed everything in the story. I mean, ask yourself, which character in that story would you be? I mean, would you be the emperor? Would you be the fearful subjects who don't want to speak out because you're scared of what someone might say? Or would you be the child with the brashness to point out the obvious? I'm just going to tell you, man, we can't let it happen. If you know something, then know it and understand it and be willing to speak up about it. That's what we got to do. If wrong is wrong, if right is right, if good is good and bad is bad, then let's stand on that at every level of governance, every level. And I'm talking about all levels. I mean, think about it. What are the things that we've been told aren't what we thought they were? I mean, like, let's take a look at this. How about at the local level? Critical race theory laced curriculum is good for your children, said the leaders in Huntsville and Mountain Brook schools. The rendering plant that they want to put right next to your neighborhoods, your schools, your churches, and your airport in Gadsden is great for your community, said no one. Restrictions on your police forces in Birmingham are good, despite the fact that you're one of the murder capitals of the nation. How's that working out? That's local. That's purely local representation. How about state? How about this? State, you need more casinos because they bring jobs. Or you really wanted that gas tax, as evidenced by the fact that you're still driving. Or how about this? Your business was not essential in the pandemic, but that one down the street, it was not. It was essential. That's state level, folks. That's the state telling you things that what you think you see is not really what you see. But what about national? Well, that one's easy. The southern border is under control. Or it's really a good thing for the environment to kill the Keystone Pipeline. Or how about this? Climate change is the national security issue, not China. Or this one, most recently. Afghanistan withdrawal, what a huge success. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, you can only be gaslighted if you let it happen. You see, accountability starts when people are willing to say, that's not true, and point out the obvious realities that they've been experiencing and seeing and hearing for themselves. Here's an example, by the way, from the Bible. Bear with me on this. There's a great passage from Acts chapter 3 and 4. It's actually one of my favorite passages of all time in Scripture. It had a really profound impact on me personally. So here's the scene, if you will. In this particular scene, it's post-resurrection. The crucifixion is over. The resurrection took place. And now the church is growing like crazy. And the religious leaders are beside themselves because they thought they'd gotten rid of this whole Jesus thing. And now the church is growing. And literally, they don't know what to do. And then Peter and John are walking down the street one day, and there's a man there who needs healing, and they just heal him right there on the spot. Well, they're immediately arrested by the temple guard. They're dragged in before the religious leaders, who demanded that they stop. I mean, it was rocking their boat, y'all. It was basically, they were supposed to set truth as the leaders, not these grassroots activists whose leaders they had helped to kill recently. But it didn't really fly. Because you see, Peter and John and the people, they were not going to be gaslighted. They knew what they had seen. And here's the verses that got me. In Acts chapter 4, starting in verse 13, the leaders said, quote, when they saw the courage of Peter and John and they realized they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished. And they took note these men had been with Jesus. But since they could see the man who had been healed standing right there with them, there was nothing they could say. So they ordered them to withdraw from the Sanhedrin, that's the religious leaders, and they conferred together. What are we going to do with these men, they asked. Everybody living in Jerusalem knows they performed a notable sign. We can't deny it. But to stop this thing spreading any further, we'll just tell them, you cannot speak anymore like this. You cannot speak in that name of that Jesus. And so they called them back in, and here's the kicker. This is the point that I'm trying to make. They told Peter and John they would never be allowed again to speak or teach in the name of Jesus. And Peter looked him, it says, he just looked him right in the eyes, and he said, whether or not it's right for us to speak in this way, you can be your own judges. But as for me, we cannot stop speaking what we have seen and heard. Did you hear that? In the first part of that passage, it says they were untrained, uneducated men. In other words, they had no special training, no special degrees, no formal speaking, no fancy clothes. They were just good, solid, ordinary folks. And at the end of it all, the answer to the leadership was, we cannot stop speaking those things that we have seen and heard. Folks, I'm telling you right now, good, solid, ordinary folks who know what they've seen and heard can withstand any amount of bluster or accusation or gaslighting. It was not going to stop Peter and John. It does not have to stop us. Folks, you know what's right. You know who we are as a people. You know who we are as a nation. You know the values you hold dear. You know why we stand for the national anthem and why we kneel for God. And you also know, when you see the news of the day at home and abroad, how to measure that so-called news against those things that you have personally seen and heard. And I'm going to tell you right now, if the emperor has no clothes, you tell him loudly. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, all right. Technical difficulties be darned. We are rocking forward, Copper. But I'm just gonna tell you right now, folks, I'm excited about some of the things I'm gonna cover down on the show. You're gonna like, by the way, at 3 o'clock, I got a guy calling in named Todd Stacy. We're gonna talk through some polling that was done that clearly indicates that, you know, politics in Alabama's got some nuances. And interested to hear what he has to say. Plenty of news, lots of things happening, and we'll be right back after this.